Welcome here to the Killarney Heights Hotel, where we've just had the East Kerry Convention for 2025. I'm delighted to be joined now by East Kerry Board Treasurer and referee with over 20 years of experience, Padraig O'Sullivan. Thanks for joining me, Padraig.
No problem, Mike.
You've been reffing for a long time with one set of rules. Now you've got to get used to a new set. What's the challenges with that?
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of challenges, Mike. I think, like I said earlier on, I think there's over 40 rule changes there for referees. So really, it's huge, and it's certainly going to be huge for the club referee. You know, if you look at the inter-county referees now, there's actually 9 officials there, would you believe it, on the pitch at all times. 9 officials between umpires, linesmen, 4 officials, and now a guy looking after the time. So, and then you go down to a club match and a referee is pretty much on his own. So you can imagine the task that's there for a referee, Mike, trying to manage all that on his own. It's going to be really very, very difficult at a club level.
And you've still got to work on the time yourself. There's no hooters.
At club level, there'll be no hooters in operation. Maybe at the latter stages of the championship, maybe county semi-finals and finals, but there'll certainly be no hooters or anything like that, or timekeepers for club games, for county league games, for East Kerry league games or anything like that, Mike.
And like you said, so many officials at the county level. You just don't have that system at a local club level.
No, it's very difficult, really. Like, if you look at East Kerry league games, more often than not, the referee will be there on his own. If he's lucky, he might have 2 umpires, that'll be it. So it's going to be very difficult without a linesman, without a neutral linesman to watch the 3 up, 3 down, to make sure for the 2 pointers, was the player outside the 40 metre arc when he took the kick? Things like that. It is going to be a big challenge for referees.
Yes, and the three players in the half that they have to keep and trying to keep hold of that. Yeah,
very difficult to watch that, and even the goalkeeper as well. Now the ball cannot be passed back to the goalkeeper in his own half, with an exception that he can receive the ball in the large rectangle if it's played from within the large rectangle. So an awful lot there for a referee to take on his own.
And you get early access to the new variations
weeks. I suppose I'm lucky enough in that I'm involved in a tutor group at Munster level. So we were taken up to Croke Park, and we met with Jim Gavin up there a few weeks ago, and we kind of got a good insight from him on what's involved. But no, I suppose our job is to go back to the clubs and educate them and educate the referees on all these new rules, Mike.
Because there's going to be a wall of games now for the next 10 months, and it's going to be all new.
I suppose as well then, Mike, it goes all the way down to under 14 level, all these new rule changes. It's just not at senior level, it's at minor level, under 16 level, and all the way down to under 14 level. So I think there's a big project there for clubs to educate their coaches and then the players about all these new rules, Mike.
And of course, then at the matches itself, we've seen sometimes the first couple of matches we've seen the wind has had a huge impact on what more than you would normally have. That can kick the ball, they can kick 2 pointers with it. They can kick it out further. The other poor team can't really. They're struggling.
Yeah, and even for the kick out, you know, a simple thing, you know, like the kick out has to go beyond this 40 metre arc. And that may be difficult on a very windy day and stuff like that. And a challenge for goalkeepers. You know, goalkeepers are always going to be so important that they must get the ball beyond that 40 metre arc at all times. And it obviously is going to create more of a contest on the kick outs. Even looking at the games in the National League, it's all about contests now around the middle. And I suppose that's why the new rules were brought on, because the sharp passing really had gone beyond, really, even from the kickouts. So now it's gone back to the old days where we have a contest around the middle of the pitch.
And what do you think of the throw-in now, where there's only two players?
That had to happen, really, Mike, because I know from a referee, from my point of view, throwing in the ball at the start of every game, it was becoming impossible. It was more like a scrum. It wasn't a throw-in, it was a scrum, because 2 players had absolutely no intention of going for the ball, and all they were doing was hanging off each other. So at least that's gone on, and there is a proper contest in the middle of the pitch.
And lastly, Padraig, are you in favour of these rule changes yourself? Firstly, do you think as a player, and secondly as a referee?
Well, I think they're very heavily weighed towards the forward. You know, it's going to be very difficult now for a back. You know, it's kind of going back to the old style mark, and it's man on man. And with the new advanced mark in at that stage, the forward has basically a free shot on goal. If you were to miss it, it goes back. So it's very much weighed maybe towards the forwards. And as a referee, yeah, I think it's going to make a more attractive game. But at club level, it's going to be very difficult for a referee to manage all that on his own. It is going to be difficult. And obviously, I'd be appealing to the players and the supporters and stuff like that to be patient with our referees, because there is an awful lot there for our referees, Mike.
Brilliant. Thanks, Padraig, for your time. And as Padraig says, it's going to be very interesting the next couple of months to see how these rules bed in and how the referees have to deal with it. Brilliant. Thanks, Padraig.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks.